Well, it's time now for our press review with Deeptika Laurent. Deepti, good to have you with us in studio this morning. Firstly, lots of focus on Lebanon in the papers today and tensions that have been ramping up there on the border with Israel.
Absolutely, Sharon. It comes after the Israel Defense Forces Chief of Staff said that Israel's military is ready to attack targets in the north, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself said that they would one way or another restore security to the north. Libération, the French left-wing paper today, is looking at these growing tensions between Israel and Lebanon in a spiral, in a war that keeps spiraling and spiraling out. Tens of thousands of Gazans, of course, have died in Israel's war against Hamas since last October. Libération noting, though, also that around 450 Lebanese people have also died in the conflict. And in the chaos of this cross-border war, the paper's looking at how various militias have proliferated in and around southern Lebanon, but also in the north of Lebanon, which has been relatively spared by this war in Israel for the moment. Lebanon is really caught in the middle of this proxy war, ultimately between Israel and Iran. Sharon.
And Deepti, what have the Lebanese dailies been saying about it?
Well, let's show you L'Orient Le Jour. That's a Lebanese French language paper today, looking at this article here in particular, that an extension of the war, according to some experts in Israel, would be a disastrous error. L'Orient Le Jour actually cites two Israeli experts, one who was interviewed in the Israeli paper Haaretz and another interviewed in Arab News, a Saudi Arabian daily paper, both of whom warn that a spillover of this war into Lebanon will be a disastrous error, both for Israel and Lebanon, both countries of which do not need another war at this point. There's also a very interesting article from the European Council on Foreign Relations. It's a very long sort of analysis piece that you can find on their website today, in which they argue that really give you a lot of background about how Lebanon has kind of become a victim of this proxy war between Iran and Israel, that noting that Lebanon and Syria are where Iran wields its most powerful influence in the region. Of course, Iran wields its influence through various proxies, be it Hamas or Hezbollah in Lebanon or the Houthis in Yemen. However, Iran's focus has always been on preserving its influence and deterrence capability. This ultimately trumps its ideological commitment to supporting Palestinians and fighting Israel. And in this case, this article argues that actually that bodes well for preventing a future spillover of this war into other parts of the Middle East. The article ultimately urging European leaders to offer greater support for structural reform in Lebanon and Syria in the long term, which would ultimately help dilute Iran's influence in both countries.
Changing gears now, Deepti, you're turning to tennis. In Italy, the sport has really reached a peak with Italian player Jasmina Paolini into the finals of the French Open. Sinner, meanwhile, is playing for his spot in the final later today.
Yeah, it appears that we are enjoying a resurgence in Italian tennis right now, Sharon. Jasmine Paolini won her semifinal in straight sets yesterday to book her spot in the final against world number one Iga Swiatek. Jannik Sinner, meanwhile, playing Carlos Alcaraz in his semifinal match, hoping to book his spot in the final. We'll know the results of that match this Friday. In any case, Jannik Sinner will become world number one. Italy loves you, this Italian paper says adoringly to both Jannik Sinner and Jasmine Paolini on its front page, adoringly of its new tennis heroes, you might say. There's also a lovely front page from Tutto Sport as well, with the J here for Jasmine and Jannik Sinner as well, the two new heroes of Italian tennis. Not to mention also that an Italian pair is also into the men's doubles final of the French Open. La Stampa, an Italian news daily, calling Paolini's victory here historic on its front page. Indeed, it will be her first ever French Open final. Meanwhile, you have L'Équipe, the French sports daily, looking at that match between Yannick Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz this Friday. An epic match. The two will be playing for the first time in a semi-final Grand Slam. So they'll be playing each other for the first time in a semi-final at a Grand Slam. The young prodigies in their early 20s, Sharon, mark a new era for tennis, but also mark the birth of perhaps a new tennis rivalry, one that we'll be talking about for possibly many years to come.
A new future for tennis, so. But let's take a look first into the past for your final story with us this morning, Deepti. A very unusual research experiment that the New York Times is talking about today. What is that all about?
It's a fascinating article. So it talks about this study that was led by Andreas Flouris. He's the lead author of a paper that was published about this experiment in a journal last month. This team of researchers were looking to decide if the Dendra Panoply, that's a suit of armor that was worn 3,500 years ago, they wanted to know if this suit of armor could actually be worn in battle or if it was purely ceremonial, as some scholars have argued. So the armor dates back to the 15th century BC. To prove their hypothesis, they enlisted the help of a dozen Greek soldiers from current Greek soldiers who with the same body type as those from the Mycenaean period. The soldiers ate the same breakfast as the soldiers of the past, so that consisted of dry bread and red wine. And then for 11 hours, these soldiers fought fake battles wearing a replica of this armor made from copper. The researchers then monitored their bodily reactions to this battle, and they concluded that the armor was actually not just aesthetic, but it was a piece of very advanced military technology at the time. You can read all about the details of this experiment and that paper in the New York Times today, Sharon.
Deepti, thank you so much for that. That's Deepti Gallimore joining us there with our press review.